You're listening to SBS News.
A four-year legal saga is coming to an end. The federal government has dropped its case against alleged whistleblower Bernard Collaery, but Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is cautioning the decision doesn't represent a total change in long-standing policy. Bernard Collaery was charged in 2018 under the National Security Information Act with five counts of leaking classified information for allegedly helping his client, an ex-spy known only as Witness K, reveal an alleged mission to spy on Timor-Leste. Mr. Dreyfus says two things influenced his directive to drop the charges.
My decision was informed by our government's commitment to Australia's national security and our commitment to our relations with our neighbours. This is an exceptional case. The long-standing practice of government has been to neither confirm nor deny claims made about intelligence matters, and I will strictly adhere to that practice.
A lawyer, Mr. Collaery, was due to stand trial in October, accused of leaking classified information about an alleged Australian spying operation and bugging of the office of the Prime Minister of Timor-Leste in 2004. Mr. Dreyfus says the prosecution has been discontinued under Section 71 of the Judiciary Act 1903. The allegations centred around claims Australia was allegedly bugging Timor's cabinet to gain an advantage during negotiations to divide the oil and gas resources in the Timor Sea. Mr. Collaery has issued a statement following the decision.
I am very pleased that the new Attorney General has looked at this prosecution. This is a good decision for the administration of justice in Australia. This decision will allow me to move forward with my life and legal practice.
He also thanked his supporters across the country, who he says gave him inner strength. Kieran Pender is a senior lawyer with the Human Rights Law Centre. Mr. Pender described the prosecution as cruel, unjust, and an attack on open democracy and government accountability.
This case has dragged on for 4 years. It's involved dozens of court judgments, dozens and dozens of court hearings. None of that should have ever happened. Whistleblowers should be protected, not punished. This is a welcome decision from the Attorney General, but this case never should have happened in the first place.
The Human Rights Law Centre is now urging the government to intervene in other whistleblower prosecutions, including that of a former military lawyer who leaked documents to journalists exposing alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan, and the man who revealed unethical practices at the Australian Taxation Office.
This is very much a case of one down, two to go for the Attorney General. Two other whistleblowers are on trial. While it's very welcome that the case against Bernard Collaery has been dropped, the cases against Tax Office whistleblower Richard Boyle and war crimes whistleblower David McBride should also be discontinued.
Mark Dreyfus described the Collaery case as exceptional and said governments must do more to protect secrets. He says the Albanese government remains steadfast in its commitment to keep Australians safe by keeping secrets out of the wrong hands. Damien Kingsbury is Emeritus Professor with the School of Humanities and Social Sciences at Deakin University. He says the decision is a victory for common sense.
This has been about regaining trust with East Timor, about rebuilding that relationship. But it's also about common sense. Bernard Collaery should never have been charged in the first place. And, of course, it's a victory for justice. Again, Bernard Collaery should not have been charged. He was the lawyer, Witness K, and charging a lawyer with the crime of his defendant is just silly. And it's just a sensible decision. It's long overdue.
Clinton Fernandez is a professor of international and political studies at the University of New South Wales. He says the case dragged on for far too long and Bernard Collaery held on until a new government could be elected and look at his case with fresh eyes.
It's been a very sore point for Timor. I mean, the Timor-Leste Parliament earlier this year passed a resolution calling for the case to be dropped. I know for a fact that the Timor-Leste president was told, probably before the press release came out, that it was going to be dropped. Bernard Collaery, in his mid-70s now, can walk free and he can get on with his life. And Australia basically continues to protect its national secrets whilst not prosecuting people like Collaery unnecessarily.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.